Das Chazar sagt in der Schwache, es geschlagen, wenn wir Yehudim sagt, die Yevam ist daf, mem hey. Sagt die Gemara, Rabbi Bar Chanan, in the name of Yechon, and said, all agree that a child produced from a goy, or a slave, and a Yiddish woman, is a mamzer. In fact, what does it mean, everyone agrees? What does that come to, who does that come to include? Sagt the Gemara, comes to include Shimon HaTemani, although he normally says that a child of a relationship, also only a via lav, is not a mamzer, that's only by a lav, which Kedushin is still taifis. However, since a goy and a slave cannot effectuate a Kedushin, the relationship is treated like a karis type of relationship, and a mamzer therefore is produced. In fact, my Bryce says, Shimon ben Yehuda says that a mamzer only comes from a relationship with a karis penalty, and he specifically says that a mamzer would not be produced from a goy or a slave who lived with a Yiddish woman. He obviously holds a Shimon at the money. We see that he must hold that that in that case a mamzer will not be produced. Rav Yosef said, therefore, the term all agree means to include Rebbe. Although he normally holds that a mamzer is not produced via a relationship as also with a lav, he'll agree that it's produced from a goy or a slave. In fact, we find that he holds this way. Mar says, when a Jewish girl who became pregnant from her non-Jewish captors asked Rabbi Ami regarding the status of her baby, so Rabbi Ami said, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Chanina all say the child is a mamzer. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, it doesn't take much to list names. If you want, I can list names on the other side. If we find that Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Levi and Bakapar all say that the child is not a mamzer, rather, as Dr. Rabbi Yosef, the reason that the child is considered a mamzer is because we find that Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avu Dimi says that Rebbe considers the child to be a mamzer, and therefore we're passing like Rebbe, not because you're finding a group of names. Rabbi Shimon Levi says that such a child is considered to be makulkel, somewhat damaged. What does that mean, makulkel? Can't mean that he's a mamzer, because Rabbi Shimon Levi says that a child born from a lav will not be a mamzer. The Rambam says he must mean that the child will be posel for kahuna. This would be learned from a kavachaymer from an almana l'kayin gadol, whose child becomes posel to kahuna even though the iser only applies to kayin gadol. So surely the child of a guy with a yiddish woman will be posel to kahuna, since this is an iser that applies to all yidden. In fact, the Rambam, the almana l'kayin gadol is different because she herself becomes posel to kahuna by living with the kayin gadol. The Rambam says a woman who is with a guy or a slave also becomes posel to kahuna herself, and therefore it is comparable to the Almana L'Kayin Gadol. Abai asked, why do you rely on Rav Dimi's version of Rebbe, which says that Rebbe said that the child is a mamzer? We find that Ravin said that Rebbe said that the child is not a mamzer. Rav said that the child is not a mamzer as well. Rav actually passed in that way when a man was born from such a union. It came to Rav to ask his status, although he passed in for the man that Enechanami, that he's kosher because a child will not be a mamzer when it comes from a of Yisrael. But still, Rav refused to give his own daughter to that man in marriage. We find there of Masna Rabbi Yehuda held this way as well. The people of Beit Michsi asked Rabbi, what's the status of a child born from a half-freed slave and a Yiddish woman? He said, even a full slave doesn't produce a mamzer. So surely, the child of a half-slave with a Yiddish woman will not produce a mamzer. Rav Yosef asks, we find that Rav Yehuda, who says that the child of a slave and a Yiddish woman is not a mamzer, says that the child of a half-slave and a Yiddish woman is a mamzer. Mara says Rav Yehuda was talking about where the half-slave gave kedushin to the woman first. It turns out that the half-slave in him has lived with a married woman. That's why the child's a mamzer. That's why it's worse than if he's a full slave. In fact, Mara was said in the name of Yaakov that the shita which holds that the child is a mamzer holds so whether or not the woman was a married woman. And the shita that holds that the child is not a mamzer also makes no difference whether the woman was married or not. So just because she's married, why would that make her more into a mamzer? Mara says, rather, Rav Yehuda was talking about the case where the half-slave lived with a married woman. Although, if he was a full slave, the child would not be a mamzer, since he's a half freed, meaning a half Jew. That part of him that has now lived with a married woman has now created, therefore, a mamzer. Ravina said that Rav Gaza told him that Rabbi Yosi bar Oven Paskin and practiced that when a slave and an unmarried Yiddish woman have a child, the child is not a mamzer, but if the woman is married, the child is a mamzer. Rav Sheish said that Rav Gaza told him that it was Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rav Zavida, who paskin, it wasn't Rabbi Yosi bar Oven, and also that the psak was wrong. Also that he quoted, because he said Rav Gaza told him that he paskin that in both cases, whether the woman is married or unmarried, the child is not a mamzer. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Rava, told Ravina that Amem were paskin in practice that in both cases, the child is not a mamzer. The Gemara paskins, therefore, that in both cases, whether the woman is single or whether the woman is married, the child that's produced by the Evid or who is a ba on this Yiddish woman, whether she's a single or married, is not a mamzer. Rava said that Mari Bar Rochel, who was born from the rape of a goy, was not a mamzer, and even appointed him to a position of authority because he's a full-fledged Jew. Rav Chiya Bar Ami's maidservant went to the mikveh to purify herself from nida so that she could be with a slave. Rav Yosef said, I could make a case that the maidservant herself and her daughter could each be mutter to marry a yid. She herself went to the mikveh, and although she didn't have in mind to do a conversion for a geirus, we find the Rashi says that going to the mikveh for nita suffices for a geirus type of tefillah. And her daughter would be mutter to a Jew because we paskin, because now if she's a Jew, and even if she was, even though this child is born now from an eved, but still we paskin that a child that's born from an eved who was with a Jewish woman, so if the mother's Jewish, that we just paskin in the Gemara that the child is not a mamzer, and therefore this child also can be mutter for a yid to marry.